everyone. Welcome to Lincoln Visits. My name is Jeff Mall, Executive Director of Visit Lincoln, and great opportunity today to sit down with another great person that makes our community one of the best in the Midwest, if not across the country. I'm joined today by Bill Steffen. Bill is the Executive Director and Chief Artistic Officer for the Lead Center for Performing Arts. Bill, welcome to the AOI Podcast Studio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's kind of hard to believe when we walked in here that you and I haven't done one of these since we started doing these several years ago.
Yeah, well, it's perfect timing.
And I feel like every year you have something new to talk about.
We do have a lot of things happening at Nebraska's Performing Arts Center.
You know, you and I were talking before we kind of walked into this today about your background and, and where you grew up. And I hear you grew up in Idaho, but give us a snapshot of your life prior to the lead and then how many years you've been in Lincoln.
Sure. Well, I got my start in Idaho, grew up in the Boise area, and my first arts administration job, well, going back a little bit before that, you know, music, theater, dance was all part of my life, particularly music and theater growing up. And so I've been one of those fortunate people that, you know, had a love of what they like to do and have got to do it my entire life.
Sure.
From, you know, my earliest memories, you know, was singing songs with my mom, playing piano and playing the trumpet and being in theater. And so it's just, I've been, you know, immersed in the performing arts my whole life. My original dream was wanting to go to Broadway, and I don't have the greatest memory, and people like to say they enjoy watching me dance. You know,
well, I was going to actually put you on the spot and say, so is music, dance, theater, like if you had to pick one thing that you felt like you did really well, what was it?
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Singing in particular. That was my major, you know, in college. And then I, expanded it to also include business and did music and business.
Cause you knew someday.
Yeah. Well, I decided, well, it was funny as a freshman in college, I'd always gotten every single part I ever auditioned for practically my whole life. And then my freshman year, I didn't get the part I wanted. And it was really traumatic.
That's crushing.
Yeah. And I was just not used to that. And so I decided, well, maybe, you know, I've never tried anything else. Maybe I should try something else. And so I got an evening and weekend job managing the student union and theater. And I kind of liked it. And then I got into arts presenting. And so I said, you know, there is things, you know, beyond just performing, and they don't require memorization or dancing.
You just get to sit behind the scenes.
Yeah. Right? And that's the thing about presenting the performing arts is really exciting.
Sure.
Yeah. And particularly when you're dealing with some of the greatest artists in the world, you know, you get to be part of that creativity, and you get to share the joy of bringing so much goodness and just the best times of life to people, you know, and
you do a good job of it.
Yeah. Well, what better could you do than to make people's lives wonderful every week? I mean, that's a pretty good job.
I could not agree with you more on that, but you hit two words there, goodness and joy. And I want to tell you, you are probably one of the people that brings so much of that each and every day through not only what you bring to the lead, but just your presence. Look at this guy. I mean, he's smiling, he's happy. But the goodness and joy that you bring to Lincoln has been very much welcome. So thank you for everything that you've been
appreciate
doing.
Appreciate it. I'm so thankful for the support and engagement that everyone has with the Lead Center. And I feel very fortunate. We can build anything and bring anything to the community.
Yeah, we can build anything. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that here just in a little bit.
Yeah.
Just before you came to the Lead Center, where were you at before that?
So I was the first managing director for Idaho Dance Theater for several years after college. And then I directed a venue called the Nampa Civic Center, just outside of Boise. And it was a performing arts theater and convention center complex, believe it or not. So I was all in the convention business.
Yeah, you kind of
in addition to performing arts. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So got to come to the Lead Center. You know, because I'd been there for about 10 years and was dreaming like what's you know next? How can I expand those dreams that I'd never been able to fulfill due to some venue limitations as well as resource limitations. And when I ordered the lead brochure, got it in the mail and said, oh my gosh, this is the place. This, you know, the music, the theater to the dance. Wow.
Yeah.
This is incredible. There's nothing like this in the entire Pacific Northwest. The Lead Center is really special.
That's good to hear.
And so that was really exciting. And, I've been at the Lead Center since 2009.
Just going to ask you 2009.
Yeah.
So, what's changed about Lincoln since you arrived in 2009, you young man, all kinds of great energy, you come from the Northwest. What's changed most about Lincoln that you think is a positive for the performing arts?
Sure. Well, the performing arts have continued to grow, you know, in Lincoln, you know, since I've been here, and so much talent, so many great arts organizations, you know, ranging from Sheldon and Lux and the Lincoln Community Playhouse. And it's amazing all the opportunities there are and the talent we have. We did a show called Rent in Concert.
Yep.
And three quarters or more of the cast was from Nebraska. And we also brought in some like Tony nominated, you know, major artists from New York. If you were to, when you sat and watched the show, yes, those New York folks were amazing, but the people from Nebraska held their own.
Yay.
And yeah.
Love that.
And
love
several
that.
Of them were chosen to go on national tour with Rent in Concert.
Okay. That's a big
deal. And one of them is actually getting ready to go on Broadway because of their experience. Rent in Concert at the Leeds Center.
Let's tell that story.
Isn't that cool?
We need to tell
that
story. That's
yeah, very cool. Very cool.
You bring up a good point. There's so many great performing arts venues. I had a chance to be a part of Ta-Da's 25th anniversary with Bob Rook here this last weekend on Friday and Saturday. And I can tell you when I got home Friday night, I couldn't wait for Saturday because I felt so good about myself. Mm-hmm. But I also saw some amazing talent. It was like an all-star show. Mm-hmm. People that came here, started here. Some are still here. Others are out on the big stage across the country. Mm-hmm. So I kind of think about Lincoln as not necessarily the minor leagues, but a very talented pro system when it comes to the performing arts. And there is some great vocal and theatrical people in this community that are up and coming.
Absolutely. And you look at New York every year, there's more and more people have Lincoln roots, Nebraska roots on Broadway or connected to Nebraska.
Yeah.
So which is just makes us so proud. And we have education programs that help nurture them. And so it's really fun to see, you know, see these people grow and develop and spread their
Fantastic.
Wings and
yeah.
perform all over the world. And, you know, since my time at the Leeds Center in 2009, you know, our audiences has more than doubled, you know, and just grown. You know, we created the Glencorf Broadway series. Mm-hmm. We created a piano series. Mm-hmm. And just so many things that we've been able to do thanks to the love of the arts here in Lincoln and Nebraska. You know, 35% of our audience comes from outside of Lincoln.
Yeah.
You know, and all over, they drive multiple states. We even have some international guests.
It means they're staying the night in the community.
Yeah,
they're
for
spending
sure.
Money,
yeah.
Right? They
yeah.
love our community. They're yeah. embracing it. They're going back home and they're telling the story about what an amazing hometown feel this was when they were here. And so I promised people out there today that we were going to talk about two things: your upcoming season. Mm-hmm. But also this amazing expansion you have coming. But in short, how much time do you spend on the road attending other performing arts venues, trying to sell the fact that you want to get that production in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, I'm constantly looking for great, you know, arts programs. Mm-hmm. And depending on the year, you know, I don't know what percentage of the time I'm out looking for new shows because I'm at the Leeds Center a lot as well. But, you know, I see every month I see, you know, different performances. You know, in January, I spend usually a week and a half to 2 weeks in New York as well as in May. But I travel around the whole, you know, the Midwest as well as really across the country looking mm-hmm. for, you know, arts programs that would be great to have in Lincoln, you know, for quality because mm-hmm. we literally present the greatest artists in the world. And so anytime we present someone, we do our very best to see it before we bring it to our stage. And, you know, I think we've built a lot of trust with our audiences through the years that, you know, even if you don't know the name of this artist and you have no idea what they do, yeah. Gunhild Carlein was an example, you know, a woman who plays 12 different instruments.
Yeah.
You're going to get blown away by the talent if you come to any show that's part of the Leeds Center season.
Yeah, I love it. You're selling tickets right now as we speak. So this is a really good conversation that we're having today. The upcoming season, let's hit some highlights. You know, the book is out there. The internet's been amazing. Your announcement has been amazing. But what are some of the highlights that you want our listeners to the podcast to know about? And we obviously want them to buy season tickets, right? Mm-hmm. We want them mm-hmm. to buy season packages. That's what you're mm-hmm. here to do is mm-hmm. talk about that. But let's give people maybe 4, 5, or 6 highlight shows that really hit the spot.
Sure. Well, our Glencorf Broadway series for next year is anchored by Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wonderful.
Yeah. You know, the most popular, most highest attended event mm-hmm. in Leeds Center history. And this is its first return. You know, it's the second most Tony Award winning musical of all time. You know, celebrates America and the history, like really like no other musical. I mean, you know, you can just walk through all the, I learned so much, even though I'm a big history buff, mm-hmm. you know, it comes alive.
It does.
You know, with Hamilton.
You had it here, how many years ago?
Just a few years ago.
Yeah. But people want it to come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're so excited about that. Several of the cast members that played leading roles in the show that we had at the Leeds Center now on Broadway, and which is really exciting. So anyway, Hamilton's just, just such a fun show. We also have the play Clue, which is the first time ever in Lincoln, and it's based on the famous board game,
of course. There are a lot of people excited about that.
Yes, we're very, very excited about it as well. And so that's going to be, you know, something really special, and it's a mystery. And so so we can't wait for that. We also, the Cornhuskers are getting shucked.
Tell us more.
Yes.
This is good.
So Schacht is the Korn musical, and we are the Korn Huskers.
I love this.
Yeah. And so there couldn't be a better match. And it's a hilarious show. It takes place in Cobb County. And
it's great.
Yeah.
Creativity.
And the Korn in the community is sick. And they're just heartbroken, like, oh my gosh, the Korn, what are we going to do?
That's like our livelihood.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the storyline. And so Maisie decides to go out and find some help and finds a Korn doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually the wrong kind of Korn. It's like Korn on your feet.
But
he's really taken by Maisie. Well, anyway, and so it's a crazy show.
What a twist.
It's originally when they first developed it was the Hee Haw musical.
Okay.
And so if you ever saw Hee Haw, the TV show,
yeah,
just, you know, joke after joke after joke. You know, Korn goes in, comes out the same way. And it's a hilarious, hilarious show. And lots of fun songs and choreography. There is romance.
Good.
There's
so something for
there's
everybody.
A drama. Yeah. It's a really fun show.
So you're going to have some shows, I'm sure, that are for obviously all ages, some specific age groups. You got a little bit of comedy coming in. You've got music. Did I hear Yachtly Rock is going to
yes.
hit the lead center stage?
Yeah, really Yachtly excited. Crew, the number one yacht rock band
that's
in the nation.
Deal.
It is. And it's on a football Friday.
Oh my gosh, that's even better.
Yeah, so it's going to be a party. And tickets are already on sale for that.
Okay, good.
So yeah,
good.
So we're very, very, very excited about Yachtly Crew coming.
Good. Well, this is exciting stuff. And I'm excited about the upcoming season. Get over to the Lead Center website. We'll talk about that.
Riverdance on St. Patrick's Day, too.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta love that.
This guy's got it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Jackhammers, barricades. There's a lot of stuff going on around the Lead Center right now. You've got an amazing expansion, a much overdue expansion mm-hmm. coming to the Lead Center. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, the Lead Center was built in 1990. Mm-hmm. You know, really, most of the construction happened in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And Nebraska's Performing Arts Center, you know, has been such a treasure for generation after generation. Mm-hmm. And the vision is we want future generations to have the same amazing experience of having the greatest artists in the world and a venue that you can be proud of and a venue that you want to go to, hang out before the show, at intermission, mm-hmm. after the show, as past generations.
Yeah.
And so we are renovating all the common areas of the Lead Center, all the lobbies. We're having a grand new entrance that's going to have some really dramatic when you drive by you'll say, oh, what's that building,
right?
And what happens in that building?
And you're gonna want your picture taken in front of this building.
Absolutely.
I've seen
yeah.
what you're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's gonna be phenomenal. And you know, we have literally the greatest artists in the world, and so the experience starts when you walk up to the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts you in the mood, puts you in the right spot. And we want the lobby experience to enhance that as well. And nice and smooth and fast. And we're enhancing our seating, more seating. And you can hang out with your friends and your family before the show. Expanding our concession opportunities. And it's going to be a great time.
You've opened up concessions a little bit more from the old Lead Center back in the days when mm-hmm. it really wasn't about concessions mm-hmm. and pre-food and drink and even post. Has that changed a little bit in the industry as a whole?
For sure. It's a lot more, catering and eating, you know, hospitality is a big part of the experience going out.
You betcha. You betcha.
And so we're definitely, following that pathway, and it's just a whole night out, you know, and it's, whether it's a family show, you know, for the Nutcracker mm-hmm. or you're coming to Hamilton, we want you to have a phenomenal experience.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of seasonal favorites when you look at the entire season. You talk about Riverdance, talk about some things that are going to happen around significant holidays. So take a look at your calendar out there and try to find events that kind of land on significant moments, maybe in your life, mm-hmm. maybe with a spouse or your kids. And, you know, nothing's better than a night out at the Lead Center, but nothing's mm-hmm. better when you pair that with dinner, a night out, a night overnight with one of our great hotels in the
mm-hmm.
downtown
yes.
area, waking up the next day and walking and get a great cup of coffee. There is so much that happens in your area. It is an entertainment district.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit different than when you focus on one specific area.
Mm-hmm.
The much larger downtown area is a big part of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think you hear that from people when they come in town, the performing artists that mm-hmm. stay here for sometimes mm-hmm. months at a time or weeks at a time. What are some of the things they like most about Lincoln? And as we mm-hmm. put a wrap on this conversation.
Sure. Well, they love, the friendly people of Nebraska, mm-hmm. and they love the Lead Center, the venue experience itself. They often tell us that the audiences at the Lead Center are some of the most appreciative audiences in the world. Mm-hmm. American Ballet Theater, when they came here, they shared with us of all the places they toured anywhere in the world, Lincoln was their favorite. And that's why they chose Lincoln to launch their national ABT Cross America tour.
Because
they had such a great time. Yeah. They shared that with their board of directors in New York City.
Oh my gosh.
And we've got some exciting things that we're going to be sharing for this upcoming season beyond our Broadway as well. Water for Elephants is a circus
musical. That was the one I was trying to remember when we were talking earlier, that mm-hmm. there are a lot of people talking about that too. A couple of people in the office said that is going to be the first thing they buy tickets for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be really fun. And well, one last note on the expansion project, we're building a new studio theater that is going to be great for the artists of Nebraska, for students, for community groups, for local professionals. And so that's going to be a new space that is part of our expansion and renovation. And it really is going to get an opportunity for the Lead Center to connect deeper with students as well as everyone in the community.
The ability as a student to engage in something and have a kind of a work in place type mm-hmm. experience mm-hmm. gives them that real world experience. Because you can give them 4 years of books mm-hmm. and you can give them 4 years of hopes and dreams, but you can mm-hmm. get them into a facility where they can hone their talents and they can become a little bit more valuable to the workplace. You know, in the end, it is about keeping people here, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. we know sometimes they need to chase their Broadway dreams mm-hmm. and they're going to run east. But if they have that little bit of Lincoln in them, mm-hmm. they're going to want to come back home.
Absolutely. I just came up with an idea just now. On First Friday in the Studio Theater, we could have Lincoln's Got Talent for 1 month.
Let's do this.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's do this. Yeah. There's a guy across the camera right now that uh-huh. would love to be a part of that.
Yeah, so, yeah. It could be pretty fun.
Yeah. So much going on in the community. As we wrap up, anything else you want people to know and thinking about the Lead Center, mm-hmm. plug your website, mm-hmm. social media, things like that?
Yeah, leadcenter.org. You know, I encourage you to sign up on our Facebook page. We do a couple big sales a year, mm-hmm. One day sales. So you can get things at 50% off, but you won't know about them unless you liked our Facebook page. We do have the Philadelphia Orchestra coming up in a few weeks, one of the top orchestras in the world. It's been 20 years since we've had them. We have the Nebraska premiere of Suffs, mm-hmm. the musical. It's a giant production. I saw it on Broadway, won the Tony for Best Book and Music. It's amazing. And we celebrate women with that show.
That is a wonderful celebration.
Believe it or not, women didn't have a right to vote in America. They couldn't own property, couldn't have a credit card.
Yeah.
They've come a long way, and we're still wanting, there's still more to go. This is a show that celebrates women and the battle that they fought for so many years.
They did. And I think yesterday was International Women's Day.
It was.
And there were so many great celebrations on mm-hmm. social media about the women in our community, the women, whether you're a mother or a professional mm-hmm. or somebody making a difference out there. So this is going to be a perfect time to celebrate that.
Absolutely. And one of the characters in the musical is from Nebraska. And she played a role in gaining the right to vote for women, a Nebraskan.
Yeah.
And so you're going to learn about her story in the musical. Plus, there's lots of humor and dancing. It is a Broadway show.
There's a lighter side.
Absolutely.
To it, right?
Yeah. Yes, there's history. Yes, there's a battle.
Yeah.
But it's fun. And it's everybody's going to love stuff. So I want to encourage everybody to come join us. We got the Beatles coming back to the lead. So many fun things.
See some promos on NET on that. So Nebraska Public Media, excuse me.
Stars of the American Ballet.
Yes.
These are top dancers from New York, from the New York City Ballet this time. Yeah. And lots of things. Every week, there's literally something. And just a little sneak peek, we're going to have several comedian announcements for this coming fall.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
That's the lighter side of life. It's good to laugh once.
Yeah, I think we might have like 3 or 4 comedians in a matter of 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
Bill, your charisma, your excitement. I encourage people out there, if you see Bill Stefan on the street, say hi to him. Encourage mm-hmm. him to talk to you about the lead, because I think I told him just a few things we wanted to talk about, mm-hmm. and he gave us so much more. And that's the big role of the Lead Center mm-hmm. in our community. So I appreciate you being a unique part of our community fabric. You are a person that makes this place special. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We encourage people to jump on our website, lincoln.org. Lots of great things going on in the community. I know the Lead Center calendar is on our calendar of events. So get out there and be a part of the community. And I encourage all of you to be a unique part of the people that make the place right here in Lincoln. Thank you.